bringing hope to many around the globe, transforming lives into legacies. Live in Word with Pastor Mensah Otterbill. And now, today's word.
In fact, I, as a matter of principle, when somebody meets me and says, "Oh, I knew you when you were young," as a matter of principle, I know they are wrong. As a matter of principle. I'm not saying they are wrong, but as a matter of principle, because nobody knew me when I was young. I was faceless. I was the kind of person who would pass you by and you wouldn't even think a human being passed by, because I was faceless. No talent, nothing extraordinary, didn't stand out. Just there. When I was in secondary school, I sat in the same class for 3 years with a teacher. And when after the third year, he said, "Who are you?" I said, "I'm Otterbill." "So when did you start this class?" I said, "Sir, I've been here from Form 1. Faceless. Now, I'm sure if you came to that class and said, "Oh, who do you think will be a public speaker, be able to preach and speak confidently when they grow up?" Nobody will say, Otterbill. He's always hiding, doesn't want to show up, doesn't ask questions in class. It's a mystery. It's the mystery of your calling. When God sees something huge about you, nobody sees it. Somehow God covers you and reveals you later. For each one of us, there is a mystery. Somebody say, "I'm a mystery." Oh, say to the person next to you, "You don't know me yet. I'm a mystery. It's a mystery of my calling. I don't even know myself. I didn't know I would be doing this. If you had told me I would be doing this, I would have said, no, I wouldn't do that." It's the mystery of our calling. What God sees about us is deeper than what we see. What God has prepared us for, His gifts, His grace, is a mystery. There are gifts sitting inside of you now that you don't even know you have. He has poured uncommon gifts, uncommon grace over your life that you don't even know you have. You think you know yourself very well. There are aspects of you that are yet to be released. God has a mystery of our calling. Not everything about us is revealed at this moment. And He's prepared us, given us gifts and grace, divine enablement that we don't know yet. The mystery of our calling has to do with our assignment, what God wants to do with us, His unique assignment. What does God want to do with your life? What does God want to do with my life? Yeah, I know a few things, but I don't know everything. You know a few things, but you don't know everything. You don't know everything about your assignment, your gifts, your placement, the opportunities. You don't know. Moses spent 40 years of his life. And everybody, if you ask, "Who is Moses?" they will say, "Oh, that's Pharaoh's grandson. He's a great eloquent speaker. He's of the royal house." They thought after 40 years they could predict him, but they had no idea what he was going to come into. Another 4 years, if you ask anybody who knew Moses, "What's Moses?" "Oh, he's a shepherd. He works for his father-in-law." "Does he have any future?" "Well, he doesn't look like it. He's just married and he couldn't even get a house for his wife. He's now staying in his father-in-law's house with his wife." "Does Moses have a future?" 80 years, we don't even know what his life is about. But the next 40 years, the mystery of his call manifests. And everybody said, "We didn't know he was a deliverer. We didn't know he was going to do that." But there it is unraveling. I don't know about you, but I'm here to tell somebody, you have no idea what you are about to step into. You have no idea what you are about to step into. There is a mystery of your calling. You don't know it all. You don't have it all. You don't understand everything. The mystery of the calling. Before you were born, God says, I knew. The other phase, second phase of your calling to leadership, apart from the mystery, is the misery of your calling. The misery. M-I-S-E-R-Y. Misery. Your calling will make you miserable. When God calls you into leadership, or he wants to do something great to you, there is a mystery, but there's also a misery. The pain. In verse 6, Jeremiah says, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak. I like the way the passage puts it. Ah, Lord God. It's almost like, God, are you really sure what you're talking about? Abba, God. Ah, Lord God. What are you talking about? You knew me? Ah, Lord God. I am nobody. I am nothing. The misery of our calling. Every leader will experience a phase of misery. Each one goes through a phase of uncertainty. The misery of your calling is when you are in a space of uncertainty and you can't seem to find your way around. And that sense of uncertainty gets worse when you look around you and others seem to be making progress, but you are not finding your way. You're not sure of yourself. You're not sure of your future. You're not sure of how things are going to turn out. And this doesn't only happen when you are discovering yourself. Sometimes even at the peak of your performance, you still have uncertainty. Sometimes you go through this when unexpected roadblocks appear in your way. All of a sudden something hits you, boom, boom, boom. And you are not sure what to do. You lose your job. You thought, oh God, I know what my life is all about. And then something happens and you don't know what your life is all about. And you're moving in circles and moving in circles. It's called the misery of your calling. Everybody God calls goes through a misery time. Moses went through it. The misery of his calling. David went through it when he had to hide in caves and behave like a madman in Ziklag. The misery of your calling. Everybody goes through that process where there is uncertainty. Did I hear right? I thought I was on the right path. Everybody is doing well. Why am I not doing well? Because, you know, somehow we think everybody has it figured out. Don't you think so? Sometimes you see your friend, they look like they are together. And you don't see inside them. You only see them. They look like they are together. But if you know what people are holding together, you will know they are not all together. But they look like they are together. You are the only one who can figure it out. It happens to everybody. Uncertainty. And when you are uncertain, it looks like everybody is making progress. You're not making progress. This is a stage of misery. For some people, it's a short period. For some people, they go through a long period of the misery of their call, of uncertainty, not sure what to do. If you're going through that phase, I just came to tell you, it's a phase. It's a phase. You will come out of the misery. The misery of your call is seen in your sense of inadequacy. Inadequacy is when you feel small and the task seems so big. Each one of us has felt inadequate. Even the most accomplished people feel inadequate sometimes. Sometimes you meet somebody whose skill level is so high and you compare yourself to him and you just feel like, wow, did I go or did I come? Inadequacy. I can say about myself as a preacher and what God has called me to do, many times I feel inadequate. Even after all these years of preaching, I've preached quite a pretty number of sermons, preached a lot of messages. Can't count all of them, but they are a lot. I preached on so many subjects. I've stood before thousands and thousands and thousands of people in many countries. But every time I'm going to preach, and it never fails, every time I'm going to preach, I still wonder, is it going to go right? Will it go well? Will I be able to preach well? What if it doesn't end well? Now people, I tell people that they say, oh, no, you're just saying it. Because they say, when you're there, you look confident. You don't know what I'm holding together. Everybody's holding something together, my friend. I believe God gives us that sense of inadequacy, so we always trust Him. So our confidence will always be in Him. But it's part of the misery. I used to wonder, why can't I be 100% sure? Until I read from my role model, Billy Graham, whom I consider the greatest preacher in the last century. And Billy Graham says every time he's going to preach, I read about him, I said, Billy Graham can say that. He says he's nervous anytime he's going to preach. I said, there's no nervousness. The guy is cool. He knows what he's doing. You don't know what people are fighting inside them. Everybody is fighting something inside. It's the misery of the call, the inadequacy. You feel, oh, I don't have it together. They are smarter than me. They are better than me. They think better than me. They have better ideas than I have. And every leader goes through that state of inadequacy where you are not sure you can make it. You are not sure you have what it takes. That Jeremiah says, ah, Lord God, I am a child. And not only that, I can't speak. You remember when God met Moses in the burning bush? God has left heaven to come and burn a bush. And God says, I've called you. Moses said, you have no idea what you are talking about. He says, I'm sending you to Pharaoh. You're going to tell Pharaoh, let my people go. He says, you have no idea. I can't speak. God says, don't annoy me. He says, I can't speak. This guy is very courageous. He's really fighting God. I can't speak. He says, God, find somebody else. God says, okay. I still want to use you. You think you can speak? Then the speaking part, give it to Aaron. But I'll still use you. You just outsource the speaking. Give it to Aaron. So he says, okay. Aaron will do the speaking. But if you check after that, Aaron never spoke. They go to Pharaoh. Moses shows up and says, thus says the Lord. Now, weren't you the guy who said, I can't speak? Let my people go. As a matter of fact, the Bible later describes Moses as a man mighty in words. But he says, I can speak. It's the face of life when you don't even think what you have is enough. It's called the misery of the call. The misery of the call. The misery of the call is when you get rejected. You get rejected. When you are persecuted or dismissed. When people just dismiss you. The misery of rejection can eat at your being. Every leader goes through rejection. Moses went through it. David went through it. Paul felt it. I have felt it. There's nothing more than when you are a young preacher, you really believe yourself. Really believe yourself. You pack your Bible and you're going to, and somebody taps you and say, oh, you're a small boy. A small boy, you don't know. You come, you go and meet it. They just dismiss you as if you are nothing. And sometimes everybody fails sometimes. There are times you preach. I mean in my early days, I preach, and when I finish preaching, I know that this thing didn't work. When you fail, you don't need confirmation, you just know it. You know the thing didn't work. And the distance from the pulpit to your chair when you know it didn't work is the longest distance. Because the back of your head is very heavy. You are going. It's called rejection. It's called rejection. Everybody goes through that. When the back of your head is heavy, you know this one, it didn't work. It's called the misery of the calling. But it is out of misery that strength comes. Because if there was no misery, there would be no perfection. If there was no misery, there would not be improvement. If there was no sense of inadequacy, there would not be effort to be better. People who are self-sufficient never become great leaders. Show me a leader who has no sense of inadequacy. I'll show you a fake leader, a pretentious one, and a fake one. Because great leaders work through their misery to perfect themselves. It is because I am always not sure how my message will go that I spend more time developing my message. If I take it for granted, I say, oh, yeah, Sunday, oh, even if I'm sleeping, I can preach it. My work would go low. My ministry will go down. So God uses the mystery to lead you to the third phase in the call to leadership. First is the mystery, what you don't know. Second, the misery, what hurts you. And third, most important, is the mastery of your call. The mastery of your call. The mastery is when you rise above it all. Every leader goes through that. The mastery of your call. In verse 12, it says, then the Lord said to me, you have seen well. You have seen well. The mastery of your call is when you do well, when you are on top of your game. What brings about the mastery of our call? First, is having a sense of peace when we truly trust in God's grace. You gain mastery in leadership when you come to terms with God's grace on your life. That is how you find rest for your soul. Knowing the sufficiency of God's grace settles your heart. His grace is sufficient. In myself, I am inadequate, but His grace is sufficient for me. God's grace swallows up our inadequacies. And when that happens, your heart is at rest because you've known that the source of your strength is in Him and not in yourself. The peace. Peace when you have rest for your soul and you can approach what you do with a clear sense that you have something to contribute, the peace of God. When God gives you peace about what you're doing, you are gaining mastery over it. When you have mastery over your calling, you develop confidence. Confidence comes from fully embracing your strengths. Fully embracing your strengths. Now, each one of us is going to meet somebody who is very good at what they do. And if you are not careful and you don't know what you are strong in, you're going to feel very, very disturbed after you see them do what they do. Now, for us preachers, one of the challenges you're going to find is when you are, for example, speaking in a conference. Because in a conference is the best assembled. And somebody really great goes ahead of you. Now, when God called me into ministry, He called me primarily to be a teacher. I have the gift of a teacher. So I take the word of God and I break it down. And I break it down and down and down, and everybody understands. But you know, people don't react well, you know, enthusiastically when you are teaching. Because they are thinking. Whilst you are talking, they are thinking and processing and processing. So everybody is looking at you very seriously. People are not shouting, amen, amen, preach it, pastor. Now, if you're looking for preach it and you are a teacher, you always have deficiency in confidence. But I've learned that is my strength. So I can go to meetings where people are preaching and people are standing, yay, I mean, you look at it, and then after that, I have to go. And sometimes it's like a bad deal. I mean, how do you preach after T.D. Jakes has finished preaching? Whoever puts you after Jakes doesn't like you, but I've been there before. And you have such a marvelous preacher. Just preach and the whole auditorium is turned wild. And right after that, from Ghana, West Africa. And the people are wondering, what is Ghana, West Africa? There comes Mensa Otabu. And you don't know whether you should also you know, because you have to follow. I mean, this thing is, you are in a tough spot. But I've learned, people don't invite you because of what you don't have. They invite you because of what you have. That's what Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have. Everybody has his own such as I have. And so I go in and I start point number one, point number two, point number three. Now, whilst you're doing it, the people who 5 minutes ago were shouting are now quiet. You don't know, am I really boring them? Or what's happening here? And I've gone through that many times. And I'm not bragging. And I'm not bragging. And Lord forgive me, I'm not bragging. Just for illustrative purposes. I mean, I've been in events like that. And then afterwards, you know, they're selling the tapes. And people are going to the tapes. And I'm thinking, oh, nobody will buy my tape. But you go to my tape stand and the longest line is there. You say, but they were screaming here. Why are they here? Because when God brings you to the mastery of your calling, you embrace your strength. You don't pretend. You don't try to be like somebody else. You are a master of your craft and you deliver quality. People will flock to you. The gift of a man will make room for him. That's why in your inadequacy, you don't try to be somebody else. In your inadequacy, you become the best of yourself. And your best of yourself will always set you a mark ahead other people. Because for your information, the world is full of imitators. There are too many imitators made in China people. There are too many of them. When they find a real made in Ghana original, they buy it. Because people know the difference between mass-produced cheap imitation and original copies. Don't be a mass-produced cheap imitation. Be an original copy. The call to leadership is that there is a place God has called you to that no one can stand in that place. And you have to trust God that he knew you before you were born. There is a mystery you don't know, and you will step into that place and be all that God has called you to be. The mastery of your calling is where you gain your confidence. And when you find fulfillment. Fulfillment is when we focus on completing our assignment. Run the race that is set before you. Don't run somebody's race. You can't run other people's race. Don't run in life looking at what other people are doing. Don't try to be like everybody else. Run the race that is set before you. Even if they seem to be ahead of you, just run your race. Find your path. Pursue that path. For us to rise into leadership and fulfill our leadership calling, we have to master three things. Vision, we must see it. Communication, we must say it. And results, we must solve it. See it, say it, solve it. But everybody called into leadership will go through three phases. The mystery phase, where you don't understand what's going on. God knows what you don't see about yourself. The misery, where things are not really working out well for you. But God will bring you to the third phase, the mastery phase, where you embrace the grace of God and you embrace your gift and you stay in your lane and God makes a way for you. When you get to a crowded field, it will be like how the Red Sea parted. God will make a way. People will just scatter and give you a road to pass on. God will never call you to a place that is so full that there's no room for you. He'll make room for you. He'll make provision for you. He'll create a path for you. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otebil, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otebil. Email otebil@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.